Chicago judge frees Venezuelan gangster as city mayor's polls crater. By Warner Todd Houston on February 25, 2025. A Chicago judge last week released a dangerous trend: an Aragua gang member who had been arrested for a vicious sexual assault despite the ICE deportation order filed against him. The arrest comes as Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's approval number crashes to a mere 8% in support. Pedro Coleman Arias, a 33-year-old illegal migrant from Venezuela, is a known Trenda Aragua gangbanger who had been ordered deported by a federal immigration judge as far back as 2022. But despite the deportation order, and despite having several run-ins with the law in Chicago, a judge ordered him released once again, this time after being charged with sexually abusing and kidnapping a former girlfriend, Fox News reported. The Chicago police had arrested Coleman Arias for a shocking crime of sexual violence against his former girlfriend, who police say was attacked, imprisoned, and raped for several days before being turned loose. Officers say that Coleman Arias drove up beside the 27-year-old victim and told her to get into his car or I'll shoot you. He then drove her to an unfamiliar location, forced her into a home, and held her captive there for several days, where he repeatedly beat her and sexually abused her. After his arraignment, a local judge released Coleman Arias in compliance with the state's SOFAT Act, which no longer allows most criminals to be held in jail ahead of trial. Federal immigration officials were also not informed that Coleman Arias was being released, also in compliance with the state's lax law. Meanwhile, Chicago's self-professed progressive Mayor Brandon Johnson's approval rating has cratered to a mere 8% approval. A recent M3 Strategies poll of likely Chicago voters found that nearly 80% disapprove of Johnson's job as Windy City Mayor, WFLD-TV reported. An overwhelming 79.9% of respondents said they disapprove of Johnson. Another 12% said they have a neutral view of the mayor, meaning only 8% approve of his work. The polling pool was not made up of Republicans or conservatives. 71% admitted that they voted for Kamala Harris last year, while only 18% said they pulled the lever for Trump. Early last year, another poll found that 70% disapproved of how Johnson was handling the illegal migrant crisis, while only 23% said he was doing a good job on the issue. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.